Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Cynthia Sosa. The Lawton Rangers are hosting their 81st annual PRCA Rodeo. It started Wednesday evening at the L.O. Ranch Arena just south of Lawton and continues this evening and tomorrow evening. Here to tell us all about it is Lawton Rangers President Tom Phillips and also 2019 Lawton Rangers Club Queen, 2019 Miss Rodeo Lawton, Abby Crank. Good morning.
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 It's so good to have both of you here in the studio with us to talk about the Lawton Rangers and also to talk about the 81st annual Lawton Rangers Rodeo. Tom, tell us a little bit about the Rangers, the Lawton Rangers. What is their mission and everything?
First of all, thanks for having us. Lawton Rangers is a historical association that has been putting on PRCA rodeos for the last 81 years. Lawton Rangers started off way back in the day as the Lawton Buckaroos. They switched to the Lawton Rangers. They've been in a few different locations in Lawton, and now we're settled out there on Southeast 60th Street, south of the TV station there. And we've been there probably since the 60s sometime, and it's just a great organization to be a part of.
Indeed. Well, you do great work. I know about scholarships, and you participate in different charitable events and things like that. Let's give people a little bit about the other stuff that the Rangers are involved in.
Okay, we've done stuff for the Miracle League, cancer centers here in Lawton. The Children's Starlight Foundation is another organization that we're a part of. So we like being part of all those. Anything that's kind of ag-related or farm-related, we try to be a part of for our scholarships and stuff like that. So, and then obviously our rodeo and the love for the sport of rodeo.
And this is Friday morning, we already missed the breakfast, which was last weekend. Mm-hmm. This all happens during the Lawton birthday celebration, so they kind of go hand in hand a little bit.
Yes, Lawton's birthday was just this last week or something, so it's 118 years for the city of Lawton. Mm-hmm. We coincide our celebration with their celebration, and we host the Lawton's birthday parade downtown, which is coming up tomorrow on Saturday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a pretty exciting deal there. And then tonight will be our military appreciation night out at the rodeo. We did our breakfast last Saturday, and that was a big success. Over 300 people served as it came through. I think the number was 325, and a bunch of the veterans got to eat for free. And so we like to honor the military and the veterans.
Absolutely. Well, let's tell people about the itinerary for the rodeo. We missed Wednesday night and Thursday night.
Wednesday night was a good success. It was our way back Wednesday, $5 carload. I had a good turnout for that. Thursdays are tough enough to wear pink.
Yeah.
$1 from each ticket on Thursday night goes to the cancer research centers, the cancer centers here in Lawton and the local area. So that's a great thing. And then tonight we're going to honor the military. Mm-hmm. We'll have the military service flags out there, and we have a colonel and the post-star major coming out to give a speech and a swearing in and special a presentation from the mayor for some other soldiers out there. So it should be an exciting night tonight.
And then Saturday night is the final night. Let's tell people about that, and there's always a dance after. So
yep.
Let's talk about that.
So Saturday we'll start off with the parade in the morning in downtown. We'll have about 25 Longhorns that'll go through the parade.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be a pretty exciting deal. We'll turn around and go into the performance Saturday night. That's our grand finale night. We'll have Queen coronation that night, so we'll find out who the next rodeo queen's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty exciting to do there. And then that's just our big bang and our big final night.
Let's tell people the route for the parade, what time it starts.
Okay, the parade will start at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. It starts down there by the Sears parking lot or the county courthouse, which will be the 5th and C.
Yeah.
It will run down to 9th Street, mm-hmm. right there by City Hall. We'll take a left on 9th Street and go down to D Avenue, and then left on D and come down and end in front of City National Bank, who is the sponsor for this year's parade. So that's where it'll end at, and the Longhorns are going to run right down the middle of the road, all the way down, wild and free, and they'll meander the course, so it should be pretty exciting, something new for Lawton.
Awesome. And then one more thing that's a finale for Saturday night is the After Rodeo Dance. Let's tell people about that.
Wayland Holly will be our band out there tonight also. They'll play both nights. It's a good time, good enjoyment if you want to dance or keep throwing back some cold ones. It's all good.
Indeed. And then, Abby, are you finishing up your year or are you beginning your year or being coordinated this year?
Actually, I got elected to start my year January 1st,
mm-hmm.
and I will be done December 31st of this year. My reign as the club queen has been such a great experience and has really matured me as a person.
So what made you want to be the Lawton Rangers Rodeo Club Queen?
My first inspiration was my grandfather, of course, because ever since I was little, you know, he's always been associated with the Lawton Rangers, and he's always wanted it for me. So that was one of my bigger inspirations for it. And then I realized how much you get to do and how much you can learn from it. And that's what really set it off.
Mm-hmm. So what all did you do this year during your, so far this year during your reign?
One of the biggest things that I've done this year is in June, I went and competed in the Miss Rodeo Oklahoma pageant. Mm-hmm. And then the other things that I get to do is be involved in the community and going to different rodeos to represent my club.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of advice would you want to give queen candidates that are coming in?
The biggest thing that I would like to give them is to always be yourself and have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. That's some great advice. Back to you, Tom, and the stuff that's going to be going on during the rodeo. You got a lot of cool things going on there. One of my favorite things is the calf scramble. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's tell folks about some of the stuff that's going to be happening during the rodeo.
Well, they're going to be bronc riding, bareback riding, and saddle bronc riding. So there'll be both of those. There's going to be the tie down roping, and several timed events will be going on back to back out there at the arena. There'll be barrel racing, and then there's the bull riding. We should have a little performance by the bullfighters out there towards the end of the night. And then we got a really good rodeo clown that puts on a couple of great acts, so he's normally really entertaining to watch. So there'll be a whole lot going on. The calf scramble this year, we got some extra added money, so those kids out there in the arena should get a few more dollars in their pocket than if they competed before in that and have won, so it'll be a little bit higher this year, so that's a good thing.
Awesome. There's food, there's activities. Let's give folks the time, dates, where they can get tickets and all that good stuff.
All righty. Tickets can be available at Crutcher's Western Wear, T.H. Rogers in Fletcher, all easy locations, and Atwood's. Or you can contact a Lawton Ranger. If you know one, contact one. And they can also probably facilitate getting you some tickets.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for coming out and chatting with us about the rodeo this year. It's exciting. I also read something about that this year's rodeo is dedicated to fallen rangers. Can you tell us a little bit about that before we wrap everything up?
Every year we try to dedicate the rodeo to somebody of importance through the community. And this year, the members of the Rangers thought it would be respectful to dedicate it to all past Rangers.
Well, that's great to hear that. And again, thank you both for coming out and chatting
with us. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Looking forward to seeing y'all at the rodeo.
All righty. Thank you.